Hi everyone, this is Oscar, and today I'm going to be talking to you about pillar content marketing, what I believe is going to be the next wave in digital content marketing. Stay tuned. Social media is really hard to measure, but what we can tell is that if you're not involved in any social media channels, you are more than likely not getting the market share that you probably deserve based on your industry. There's a gentleman by the name of Gary Vaynerchuk, and Gary's a serial entrepreneur. He started a wine business, built that from 3 million to 60 million off the backbone of YouTube in the 90s. And now we're here in 2019 when I've made this video, and still businesses have not yet evolved to where they need to be in order to really get the attention of the audience. And here's what's happening to our audience. It's maturing. Have you not noticed that our social media feeds are getting cluttered and getting noisier? Just because we want to put out content doesn't mean we're doing the right thing. Pillar content marketing allows you to now navigate your way through topics and titles so that you can get the most for your content delivered in the format that now your audience is consuming in the way they want to consume it. Start using video. Get in front of a camera like I am. Start creating a message. Make sure the message resonates with your persona. Create a persona. That persona has pain points. That persona is your ideal client. Once you understand those pain points, create topics around those pain points. Those topics are your categories. If you create a YouTube channel, create channels and topics around the pain points that you know your avatar will want to consume. We are trying to build media companies within a company. That is my mantra. I want to help the small brand get out of being a traditional content marketer into being a more pillar content marketer. Pillar content marketing really is taking a pillar piece of content that we know is going to resonate with a particular audience and getting a lot of distance and a lot of real estate out of that piece of content. Let me explain. So create a video that's going to be educative and informative to your ideal client. Okay? When you create that video, do something with it. Break it up into micro pieces of content. What are micro pieces of content? Podcasts, blogs, previews or mashups of a video, image quotes, shareable quotes. Now, I didn't come up with this formula. I have to give credit where credit is due. Gary Vaynerchuk had put out an article for free and gave away his whole marketing plan. Now, why would you want to develop more content marketing when I just said social feeds are getting noisier? I believe that marketing is heading in a way where it should be created around a show format. Let's take a couple of industries, for example. One of them is veterinary services. I have a American Bulldog and a Shiba Inu. And we have recently become very, very active with our dogs. And I believe that by owning that dog, I started to come up with a lot of questions that an owner is going to have. How do I housebreak this dog? What kind of shots and immunizations do I need? There's so many different ways to do this. I choose to be in front of a camera and do it this way. And you could do whiteboard drawings. You could do just basic explainer videos. But it needs to be content that you are teaching and it's yours. It's your original content. Something that you have been able to come up with on your own based on your own expertise. Come up with that. Create the channel. Start creating long-form pieces of content, break them up into small pieces of content, micro content, and distribute those across your channels. The next part of that is listen. Listen to your audience because this is where you want to create the brand audience. If you're in a business that has a service and you want to explain why that service is valuable, there's your unfold of educative content. When we create the brand audience, we can now market to the audience. So again, just to summarize, pillar content marketing is exactly that. Understanding your audience, getting narrowed down into a target persona, figuring out what pieces of content you can write about, create your pillar content pieces. I would suggest once a week. And from that pillar content piece, break it up into multiple pieces of content you can repurpose. That's going to be your weekly posts. And stop sharing articles that you know that aren't getting you any traction, or stop sharing pictures from your office that aren't, they're not producing context around the reason you're in business. Listen to your audience, start engaging with them, figuring out, you know, what pieces of content perform better than others. Folks, thanks for tuning in. This is Oscar, CEO of Q&A Solutions. Hope you have a great day and enjoy the rest of your time.